If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed. Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Julie Chrisley was hit with legal paperwork over her son's car crash while serving her 7-year prison sentence at a federal prison. According to court documents obtained by RadarOnline.com, the incarcerated reality star was served the lawsuit recently filed by Patrick Riewalder on April 17, 2024. Patrick hired a process server who had the paperwork handed to Julie at the FMC Lexington prison. Julie's expected release date is June 21, 2028. In the suit, Patrick claimed he was injured after Julie and Todd's son Grayson smashed into his car on the highway back in 2022. Todd, Julie, Grayson, and Savannah Chrisley are all listed as defendants in the case. In his complaint, Patrick said he was driving a 2020 Dodge Ram on Interstate 65 in Tennessee on November 12, 2022. He said he came to a stop when Grayson's 2020 Ford 5150 pickup truck, which was owned by Todd and Julie, crashed into his car. In court documents, the man accused Grayson of being a distracted driver. He said the teenage reality star was not paying attention to the roadway in the moments immediately preceding the rear impact. Patrick claimed Grayson failed to act appropriately under the circumstances, which included at a minimum maintaining a safe operating distance from other motor vehicles, maintaining a safe operating speed, and avoiding being distracted by electronic devices within his motor vehicle. His lawsuit demanded up to $750,000 in damages, along with punitive damages. Following the accident, Grayson was transported to the local hospital after the crash. His family members showed up at the scene. In response to the lawsuit, Todd and Julie denied Patrick suffered any damages as a result of their actions and demanded the case be tossed. For the past couple of months, Patrick has been fighting with the family over their text messages and call logs being produced. The family asked the court to shut down subpoenas issued by Patrick to their phone provider. The plaintiff asked Verizon and Atlanta to turn over records for Todd, Julie, Grayson, and Savannah. Specifically, he requested call and text logs for the day before to 18 days after the crash. Todd and Julie claimed the request was unreasonable, oppressive, and a clear effort to harass them. Patrick argued the subpoenas were justified. He said Todd and Julie made vague arguments about the messages being requested may contain messages protected by attorney-client privilege because they had been federally convicted of bank fraud and tax evasion. He told the court the couple provided no evidence to back up their claim. The parties recently came to an agreement over the phone records. Patrick will be allowed to seek records from November 12 to 15. He will be given Grayson's records but won't see the other logs until Todd and Julie's lawyer reviews the messages.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.